Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Thelma Reese, she's a retired professor of English and of education. She created the advisory counselor for Hooked on Phonics, and she was a spokesman in the 90s in that role, and is director of the Mayor's Commission on Literacy for the City of Philadelphia. She appeared frequently on TV and hosted a cable show in Philadelphia. She is the founder of the Philadelphia Young Playwrights, chaired the board of Children's Literacy Initiative, and organized the World Symposium on Family Literacy. She's also the author of The New Senior Man, but she co-authored The New Senior Woman about 4 years ago. So welcome, Thelma.
Thank you so much.
Whatever prompted you to write this book about men?
Really, what prompted the book about men was the book about women. Because after my late partner, Bobby Fleischer, and I wrote the book about women, wherever we spoke about it, someone in the audience, usually a man, would say, "When are you going to write about men?" And then somebody else would chime in, "Oh, the men will never talk." But we really became curious about it. And we started looking into what there was for men who were entering. And I hope you and your listeners will realize, whenever I say the word retirement, picture quotation marks around the word, okay?
Okay.
Because it does, I'm not sure what it means anymore.
It means a whole lot of new things.
We started looking into what there was for men. And what there was a whole lot of books for how to make sure you're financially stable in your older years. How to improve your golf game, how to stay physically fit, sometimes even how to mix a better martini. But nothing, literally nothing, about what it means to get older, what are the opportunities and challenges that may lie ahead now that we're living longer, have these years stretching ahead, and what are men doing about it, and are there changes for them that are every bit as crucial as the ones we found for women?
And how do they differ, Thelma? What was the different set of challenges that a man might have over a woman?
There are major differences, actually. In both cases, by the way, the people in the books tell about what they think and their experience in their own words. Whenever we had, rather than really interviews, protracted conversations with them, and we found people in each of the books, the people range in age from 60 to 100. And women are really lucky in that they grow up since childhood with a support system, usually. And it usually consists of other women, girlfriends, maybe sisters, but other people with whom they have intimate relationships, real conversations about life as they go along. And those intimacies can be developed so easily. I know that I could watch my mother into her 90s sitting on a bus or a plane or a train next to a stranger, and by the time we got off, the person next to her would have shared so much about her life that it was incredible. And we women have all had that experience where we were able to form a friendship that has real depth very quickly, and be able to talk about things that really matter to us. Most men have never had that. They had boyfriends when they were kids. A lot of the friendships were based on sports activities primarily. And then in their work lives, usually men were most socially connected to people they worked with.
Mm-hmm.
When that work stops, it's a little hard. And the other thing is, for men who are now reaching, say, 60 and up, this is changing for the better, but for the men who are now reaching 60 and older, they were taught to man up when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
The little boy who had the ball coming at him and it was going to hurt was told not to cry. Man up. That means have courage. Don't show your vulnerability. Don't cry. Don't look like a wimp. You got to hold it in. You got to be brave. And that kind of stoicism was taken for strength. It epitomized strength. And so men may reach 60 or so and find to express something that feels like maybe I don't feel so secure right now might be something that is really not something they are have been trained even to allow themselves.
So those words don't just flow easily out of them. Is there, you know, I've watched men communicate for years, and they can feel like they can connect over metal or electronics or fishing or that, and walk away feeling like they've had a conversation. Does that really satisfy them?
Well, it does for many, I think, but it depends, because what happens is we're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
We have more time, and those occupations or pastimes may not really fill the bill as we reach this age of with further development in our lives.
So our new senior man is starting to look within and use the words I feel and rather than I think?
That's really well put. That's very true. And if he's part of a couple, you know, his wife probably or partner has a schedule already well developed when he leaves the work he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
She may be thinking, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
That's right.
And there he is.
Mm-hmm.
And does he just want to go along on her schedule and with her? No, actually, that doesn't work out so well.
No. So can you give us a few examples of men that have rewritten how to retire and how to be inspired by these retirement years?
Well, there have been such wonderful examples all over the place. And by the way, we found the men much easier to talk to than we anticipated or people told us we would. I think they maybe just weren't ready to listen to them sometimes or asking the right questions. In fact, the first time we found one of the still fairly rare men's groups that get together and just talk, it was led by a younger social worker. The men in the group ranged from early 60s to over 90, and there's a story about them in the book. But we sat down in the circle that they formed. There were 23 of them when we went to visit in New York. And the first man turned to my partner and he said, well, you want to talk about virility or senility? We found that not just in that group, but all over the place, and of various backgrounds who have changed. Some of them continued to use the skills they always had. A man who had always kind of run everything, been a very competent executive, who's now living in a condo building, can be the organizer and be using the skills he's always used and feel very satisfied with life that way because he has put himself in charge, and it benefits everybody there. Somebody to start groups to get things going. But other people have done things that were entirely different. There's a man in Oregon, for example, who's now 80, who, when he retired from working for the school district, running the business end of things for them, and that came after a long stint in a family business, rediscovered that when he was young, he had started writing, and he hadn't done it all these years that they raised their children and went into retirement, and he said, you know, I think I might try it again. Well, he has produced a whole set of wonderful novels for senior adults and about senior adults. He created a whole community, and that was very inspiring to read about, as are the books. But other people who, one man who holds many patents in the IT world became a woodturner. A woodturner is someone who makes beautiful things out of wood. He says, well, the house is full of, he thinks they're very beautiful bowls. Too many to give away to people they actually know.
All right.
But he might start a business trying to sell them because this is what he does. He has other pursuits and things that interest him, but this is what he considers himself now to be.
How does your book help men find their passion maybe before they start into retirement so that there isn't such a big lull?
Well, the thing that's most important, especially if they are alone, is to remain a social being, because through meeting other people, doing things with other people, that's the way many people do find what they really want to do. The important thing is not to feel that just because you tried something, you have to stick with it. You can try many things. There's a chapter called Meandering, where people are exploring through, it's so easy now with the internet to do that.
So many choices.
Thelma, we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about your book, The New Senior Man.